This is 10 to Then, searching out the future alongside Kings. 10 to Then is brought to you by TPEX, 10th Person and Future Imagining for Decision Makers. It is the 30th of October 2023, and this time we consider educational futures, how it is that education is likely to be impacted by changes. We could perhaps consider a whole variety of them: the changing role of government, technological transformation, the learning environments themselves, the level of interactivity they offer, the flexibility that they offer, the cost, and critically also the funding models that could be considered as well. As we start to consider this, we immediately find ourselves considering the government's role in education. It critically has the driving role in it, as typically those desiring education are often unable to fund it. We would immediately identify children and minors in this role, but even if we consider adults and the idea of a lifelong learning environment, even those who have had a reasonably successful and prosperous initial career are likely to find themselves in financial distress, which results in them being unable to fund a new career. And this is likely to be a radical shift that will happen in the near future, where those who have been gainfully employed will find themselves replaced perhaps by automated systems or by aligned artificial intelligences, and consequently will no longer have gainful employment. And then we would anticipate that those people will then retrain into new skills or to new skill sets. And the success of this could be argued, and perhaps in the UK, historically, this has been a real challenge that has occurred. Government claims to be committed to education, but often we would query the prioritization of that. And throughout the globe, we often see reductions in education funding occurring or obstacles to access occurring within them as well. The technological transformations that are currently occurring and are in the wings that are about to occur offer significant potential and promise to transform these environments. A technology-driven education experience, here I think in particular with artificial intelligences and machine learning, will allow for the tailoring and the personalization of learning experiences. Rather than having to find a person who has the kind of knowledge I'm looking for, instead my artificial intelligence, with its greater than human understanding, will be able to educate me regarding these materials and what these things are. Those personalized experiences could then be tailored. Rather than having to look for a professor with a level of niche expertise, I could rather express that my interest is in very particular things, and as a consequence, receive an education in those very particular things. Of course, the challenge is, what level of education would I need for it to actually be useful if at the end of my study, the artificial intelligence that has been teaching me is still capable of doing the work faster, quicker, and more efficient? There's a real challenge there as to what the education would be driving towards. In amongst that technological transformation, we also have the ideas of virtual reality and augmented reality. And to be honest, the augmented reality one is perhaps the one with the greatest potential still. The idea of overlaying a data set or other kind of guidance into the real world environment really does expedite working with techniques and equipment. But the virtual reality environment seems a little bit more constrained at the moment. There have been many attempts at this, most famously in the metaverse kind of idea. And we still don't see that virtual reality environment really kind of taking off at the moment. The learning environment, at the moment, we're in this kind of tussle between remote and not, and there's a big push back to the office, and kind of remote first teaching has kind of gone to the bye again as the COVID pandemic waned. But nonetheless, we still see the future as probably a more remote focused. And a remote first teaching environment offers the ability for people around the world and around the globe to access teaching, which would currently not be available to them. It's also interesting to imagine that the AI educator of the future is intrinsically going to be remote first, though perhaps they will actually be VR based as well. Those VR environments could be simulated environments that mimic real-world scenarios, particularly useful in more applied study, but perhaps will also allow for theoretical representations of imagined things as well. And that perhaps would allow us to imagine non-constrained scenarios, and that might be the area where humans yet have the edge when compared against them, an AI or machine learning kind of competitor. In addition to the learning environments, we would see those learning environments also generate additional interactivity. We'll see a VR-based teaching highly interactive, with students being able to maneuver around objects and maneuver around environments, and perhaps the entire educational environment being moved into that VR space. I think that is the area where VR will take flight if it is allowed the opportunity to do so. Not the idea of the VR lecture hall, but rather the VR entire institution. And the idea being that you would move through the halls, have the chance encounters in that VR space, or if you wish, to just skip those things and immediately kind of teleport oneself between where one is and where one wants to be. And it'd be interesting, those different modes of engagement, exactly what they will offer as well. In amongst that interactive system, we can also see how the machine learning initially, and perhaps in the future, the AI systems, will also allow for cost-effective material generation. I could say to it, hey, give me a virtual reality environment, which is going to simulate how I would deal with a cardiac arrest in space. And the virtual reality environment would be able to build that out for me. I would be able to go in, the machine learning would drive the experience, and if need be, the AI system would be able to imagine the edge cases that would drive my learning in a more powerful way. That interactivity and those systems building it also intrinsically offer a level of flexibility which is attractive as well. The remote learning environments will be flexible to work with, and the AI tutor or machine learning system running the tutor experience will allow for the learning at one's own pace as well. A more flexible environment, allowing me to quickly move from material that I like while having to pause and take more time over material that I'm less familiar with or less confident with. Now, the real challenge of all of this is the costing of it. Now, it's interesting to imagine, actually, that the removal of the people from the teaching experience, which a lot of this technology would seem to suggest, perhaps removes the most significant cost out of a lot of the pre-existing institutions. And consequently, while there is a significant technological investment and ongoing maintenance of it, perhaps it becomes cheaper to do it like that. Certainly, remote online-based learning, either in VR or not in VR, is probably more cost-effective for the average person than transporting themselves to a different place, perhaps even having to move accommodation to be near enough to engage with the learning environment that they have. And currently, certainly in a UK context, our leaving home to go to university is a part of the typical experience and celebrated in that way. But there is significant cost to it, and perhaps that cost will become more problematic, and as a consequence, a more cost-effective model would be considered as well. It is anticipated that a VR remote environment, while will have upfront costs, which are potentially exclusionary, will actually be more cost-effective in the long term. However, government engagement in this is going to be the key matter. If government decides not to fund such courses, then that would largely cut off most people's access to those kind of things. And that might well be done as a requirement to support the local economy. It's interesting to imagine that we may reject remote VR-based education so as to protect the income of student landlords. That kind of manipulation within the system should not be dismissed out of hand. Funding is the critical issue, but also government policy as it drives it is also critical as well. There are many who suggest that businesses will fund future education, and while there is historical precedent for that, it's difficult to see how businesses are going to fund that kind of investment in people unless they have high-skilled jobs that are going to require it. And as the automated robotic systems become more and more prevalent, people are going to be needed less and less for that. That was 10 to Then, brought to you by TPEX, helping your business imagine the future and succeed.